Of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How are you today, Isaiah?
Doing good. Happy to be back.
Happy to be back. You've been gone.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. But now I'm ready and, you know,
good.
Gearing up for more.
Yeah. I bet you ran away from home here.
Oh, yeah. You know, I would never leave like that.
Yeah.
I would want to have a big grand exit, of course. Okay. Well,
Stuart and I did okay.
Oh, I'm sure you guys did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're running Tradio, right?
That's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Our number is 907-531-8049. You can call in to buy, sell, or trade. And Joe, it looks like we already have a caller.
Good. Perfect. Somebody's got the number.
Yeah. All right. Caller on line one, you're on the air. Can you hear us?
Hi, my name's Kevin, and I got some firewood for sale.
Kevin?
Go ahead.
And it's a seasoned hemlock. And phone number is 907-518-0675.
0675.
Yeah, and it's $300 a cord, 4x4x8.
$300 a cord, and it's seasoned hemlocks. Sounds good.
All right, well, thank you,
thanks.
Guys.
Thanks. Good luck, Kevin. You bet.
Thanks, Kevin. Bye.
All right. Thanks, KFSK.
All right. Well, pretty good deal there.
Yeah. Well, and it's kind of people, you know, they get this cold weather. They like that wood heat. And if they were burning a lot this winter.
Which
I wouldn't probably be surprised. We were pretty well stocked. But so I'm holding out. Yeah, but... Yeah, it was definitely nice having wood stove this year.
Yeah. All right, we have another caller on line two. You're on the air. Can you hear us?
Yeah, hi. This is Ann calling for myself. I'm calling for, I'm still trying to find a home for Saskia. If anybody is interested in a little dog, a seven-year-old, well, she's medium size. She's about 38 pounds. And she looks like a little black wolf, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 7 years old, and she's spayed, and she's been groomed, and she's pretty good on the leash, real good on the leash. And, if anybody's interested in adopting a real nice dog, they can call me at 907-650-7811. Or they can message me on Facebook, and there's pictures of her on my Facebook page, too.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a little dog from Bethel that came in right before the typhoon. So I've been fostering her for a while now and just looking for the right match. She's a really awesome dog.
Yeah. And how would she be? Has she been around other dogs?
Oh, yeah. She's been with mine. I'd keep her in a second, except that I already have three.
Oh, yeah. So she's good around other dogs. Good.
Yeah, she likes other dogs.
Good. Perfect. That's always a good thing.
But not cats.
Not cat. No cats allowed.
Okay.
Yeah. Too interested in a cat.
Too interested in a cat, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, way too interested.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, you guys.
All right, thanks Ann.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Okay, then we have another caller on line three. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Ashley Lohr calling.
Hi, Ashley.
Hey, good morning. I am calling for two things. There was already a PSA about it this morning from Julie. The talent show is coming up. And this is, we're calling it Petersburg Live, which is kind of, it used to be a annual event. I heard someone talking the other day and saying, oh, that used to be something I would go to every year. So this is kind of pitter-pattered through the last, like, 10 years. It was here. It was here. It used to be an Arts Council event, but now I've taken it on as a fundraiser for my Art Fest kids to head to Haines this year. So this year's Art Fest is in Haines, and also we're joined with the Drama Club to do the talent show. So February 9th, which is a Monday night. Doors open at 6 o'clock. Shows at 6:30 to 8:30. It's local talents live on stage. And all ages are welcome. Family friendly, of course, is what we're after. If anyone's interested in participating or helping out, they can find me at the high school or email me at alohrpcsd.us. And I know you guys already have it on the calendar there for people that are interested in attending.
Yeah, we do have a PSA out. Do you have a kind of like a deadline for if people who want to be on would like to?
That's a great question. Let's say by the end of this month, so the last Friday, January 30th, so next week Friday would be great if people are interested in helping out. We'll also pull together a bake sale. That's something people can volunteer and drop something off. But contact me if anyone's interested in helping out in any kind of way. That would be great.
All right.
Give me that your email again.
Yeah, it's A-L-O-H-R.
H-R.
At PCSD.us.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Yep. And then the next thing is I have I just put it on the calendar as of yesterday, and 5 seats already got taken. So this is great. My next jewelry class is on February 4th, which is a Wednesday night.
Okay.
So the enamel jewelry class on February 4th, 5 to 7:30 at the library. You have to sign up through the library website. The link is already up. People can already sign up. So.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ashley.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Hey, you also.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, we're kind of on a roll, Joe. We have another caller on line one. You're on the air. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. This is Marilee.
Hi, Marilee.
Hey.
I have a couple of things, oddball things. I have what they call a tower. It's a metal tower, I guess, that will hold three or four wraps, boxes of wraps, like tinfoil and stuff like that, that doesn't fit on my shelf. So I would like somebody else that can use it. I mean, it'll sit fine on a counter, or somebody that has a higher shelf than mine happened to be, because mine happened to be just a little too short. But it'll hold three rolls of wrap, three or four rolls of wrap, like $5 for it, or best offer. It's just a white metal thing that gets, they show it sitting on a counter. I tried it on a shelf, and it didn't have quite enough room. But I also have another really strange object. I have a couple of plastic microwave pans. One is a little saucepan, and one is a little kind of a fry pan, or it's kind of a high-framed fry pan that are, they're not big, like maybe 8 inches, six, 8 inches. But if anybody would like to try some cooking of not big things in a microwave, there are plastic pans made for that. I don't cook that kind of stuff in a microwave or anywhere else. $5 is best offer for that. Those two things. So for that thing that I don't. Did I give you a price for the tower?
Yeah, you said about $5.
Okay, $5. That sounds good.
Okay.
I have no use for them, and I don't need them taking up space, and someone else probably can use them. The tower's great. It just doesn't fit on my shelf. So, and the pans I haven't tried using, but they're little. They're, if somebody wants them for play pans for their kids, it'll work fine. But they are for microwave, and one is a small fry pan, maybe an inch and a half high, and one is a small saucepan.
Okay.
So if anyone is interested in those, $5 a piece, you can give me a call, 907 772-3136. I'll take best offer on those things, too. I just want to get them out of here.
Okay, gotcha. 3136.
Okay. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Okay, bye. All right, well, thanks, everyone who's called in. You can still catch us at 907-531-8049. And, Joe, actually, yes. I have something that I'm in search of in my personal capacity.
Well, bring it on.
All right, so...
ISO, that's in search of.
In search of. My family is going through these old slide photos, and we're digitizing them and that kind of thing. However, while we are very patient, it is also rather tedious because we have this slide projector that only does one by one. So if there's anyone out there who has one of those carousel slide projectors so that we can flick through a bunch of them at a time and sort out the gold from the chaff, that would be great. And, you know, we would be happy to borrow it. We would also be happy to pay for it if you're feeling like you want to sell your carousel. But yeah, you can give me a call at 907-518-1288.
Carousel. I'm sure there are. Somebody can go up in their archives and get their dusted off.
I hope so. I'm hoping Petersburg will pull through on this one. And Tradio is the right place to ask. I feel like that's the demographic of people who might actually have one.
Oh, well, yeah, exactly. Are you saying that there's older people that add slides and stuff? I still got some slides.
Yeah.
But not many.
You know, I figure if you have a radio, then maybe you're a little bit more likely to also have a slide carousel.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that is a item that is around, that people don't use that often, that maybe they like to keep it just in case they want to watch your old slides, but they'd be glad to.
We just need to flick through them and like pick out the ones that are actually, I guess, worth keeping. You know? There's a lot of bad exposed ones.
Instead of just doing that one at a time. No. And then,
exactly.
Is that one of those little handheld single ones? Or?
So we have one that's it's actually kind of cool. It's like in almost like this briefcase, and so you pull the top off, and then there's a projector. But you can only put them in one at a time.
Top one slide.
And you do have to like plug it in, and there's a big light, and it's very loud and obtrusive. But anyway.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Mm-hmm, thanks. Speaking of lights, did you see the Northern Lights?
I regret I didn't, because I was warned. I was told somebody early in the evening about 4 o'clock. I met somebody in the post office and said, oh, they were out the road and they saw them. They were just gorgeous the night before. I said, well, Mao, if we get some clear skies. And I did see stars last night when I had the dogs out, so I should have known better. And kind of off my back deck looking over Petersburg Mountain, sometimes I could see them.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. And, but no, I did not venture out on the deck last night after dark.
I got a text and I ran out there and I was like, whoa. I've just never seen it like with the colors and the pink. It was pretty special.
Well, I didn't need to hear that. I'm sure we'll see some pictures. Because now I'm bummed. Because I've missed it in the fall there, we had a couple of nights.
Yeah, we did.
Really great shows, and I miss those. I just go sleep too early, I guess, and not get up. That's pretty cool that we can see those things here, especially when you're in a darker area. Like Julie said, over, you know, living on Sandy Beach there, over the mountains there, she said they were just really spectacular last night. So there's no light out there.
Yeah, something about a solar maximum. I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
Right.
It looks cool to me.
It is. It's pretty, you know, it's pretty interesting things that happens with that lights. Yeah. And it's something that we get to see up here that people really don't get to see anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Or, you know, maybe you're living in a place like Stockholm and, you know, you're just as far north, but there's a lot of light pollution.
Right.
And so you might not see it. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, folks, you can still catch us if you are thinking about something that you want to buy, sell, or trade. Again, our number is 907-531-8049. And how about a slow rundown?
We had a pretty productive morning here, Isaiah. We started off with Kevin calling. He's got some seasoned hemlock firewood that he's selling. He's got a full cord. It's $300 a cord, 4x4x8 cord. It's ready for the pickings there if you want to get your house warm the rest of this winter. It's 907-518-0675 to call Kevin for firewood. Excuse me. Ann Lee called, and she has a 7-year-old medium-sized, approximately 38-pound dog. Seska is the name. It's a rescue dog, a beautiful dog, well-behaved, and just she's got too many dogs. She's just looking for a home for it. And if you're interested, you can call Ann at 907-650-7811. And Ashley called, and she's said that Petersburg Live, or talent show, or it used to be called Petersburg Show, it's going to be called Petersburg Talent Show. It's a family event, and it's happening on February 9th. The doors open at 6, and the show starts at 6:30. And it's going to be a fundraiser for the art fair kids to go to Haines. So if you got an act and you want to put it on display, excuse me, get a hold of Ashley and tell her what you got, and hopefully we'll get on this docket and we'll see what kind of talent there is out there in Petersburg. So yeah. What are you doing?
Oh, I don't know.
I work on something there, you know, Isaiah.
I want to surprise people.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. And you can get a hold of Ashley that way, or Alohr, A-L-O-H-R, at PCSD.us, and let her know. And she just says there's going to be an upcoming jewelry class on February 4th. Sign up is on the library website page. Mary Lee called, and she has a couple she called them odd items. They're smaller items. It's a metal tower rack that you can put rolls of, saran wrap. It's a kitchen item, so there's rolls of saran wrap, tinfoil, and the such, wax paper, whatever that kind of set, and stack it in the, but it's too big for her cupboard, and she wants $5 for that. She said it'll handle up to 3 rolls at a time. And she also has some small microwave plastic ware. She has a pan, and it's a saucepan and a fry pan combo there. And she only wants $5 for that. And it's 907-772-3136 for a couple of microwave-safe utensils. Mm-hmm. And Isaiah, our own Isaiah, is in search of a carousel slide projector. Their family's kind of going through their old slides and trying to organize them and maybe digitize them so they will last, because they will kind of disintegrate, I guess, like old film will disintegrate if you don't get it digitized soon. And if you have one that you can either, you'll sell him, or if you want to let him use it for a while, they're just not something that they're going to use forever. They're just going to sort through what they have, mm-hmm. and then they're done with it. 907-518-1288 is how to get a hold of Isaiah for the carousel slide projector.
Cool. All right. On. Fingers crossed. Maybe while I have folks here, I might look at a couple PSAs.
Yeah,
that
we'll hang out, and if somebody's dangling on whether they're going to call in for trade or not, we'll still be here.
Yeah, and we want to talk to you folks.
Oh, yeah. I just want to talk.
Oh, yeah, that's true. he's sitting on his soapbox.
Yeah. Well, I don't have anything to pitch today, so I'm just kind of holding back.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of had a quiet time last week. There wasn't very many calls so we kind of pitched, and I got to put in a pitch for the upcoming EMT class for the fire department. That's a PSA out there too.
You want to put another pitch for that? I mean, that's coming up.
Sure. Sure, this is it, folks. And if you're interested, the Petersburg Volunteer Fire Department is offering an emergency medical technician course starting on January 25th. It's coming up. This entry-level class provides the training needed to serve our community as an EMT with the local emergency services, which is in need of more volunteers. We can't have enough. You know, the more the merrier. Many hands make for an easy... What's that?
Yeah, many hands make work light or something.
Make light of work, yeah. So the more the barrier, and it helps out your community. It helps out you because it gives you, something to do, and an organization is great. The people are great. And for more details, call 907-772-3355 or email ahankins@petersburgak.gov. And it will run until... We'll run this one until January 26th when the class starts. So
yeah.
If you're interested in becoming an EMT or being part of the organization or just curious, call Aaron and he'll give you the scoop.
Yeah. So the close-up students are also making bagels to fundraise.
Ooh.
And I think they have everything, jalapeno cheddar and cheddar bagels. And folks, where else are you going to get kind of homemade bagels in Petersburg? There's 4 per 20 and they will have them... I believe for pickup on the 25th, so Sunday, from 4 to 6 p.m. But orders are due by this Friday.
Okay.
So, and it'd be good if you could read out the number there.
Oh, okay, yeah. So he didn't get that, but I was going to take a picture of it because, yeah, bagels sound good. I've heard of this. Orders can be placed on Facebook or by calling 877-8526-7656, extension 200. And that is 10 or 5 for $45.
I believe the $5 for $45 is for the burritos, which are sometimes
February. And that's another thing. Oh, they're selling, you didn't get that far.
I didn't get that far, yeah.
No, you were just on the bagels. So what were the... the bagels are $4 for $20.
Yeah.
And then if you go on there, also be selling pulled pork burritos on February 17th, which is a week earlier, from 5 to 7. And those are 10 each or $5 for $45. Those are those delicious pork burritos. I think, I don't know whether Jamie Cabral takes part in that. He makes those pulled pork. He makes the best pulled pork. He's Hawaiian, you know, just makes that. Lovely, lovely. Yeah, they just had a sailor. But, yeah, so both of those are fundraisers for Close Up, which is a great organization. Sends these kids to Washington and learns a little bit about our government.
Yeah, yeah, cool. Well, I hope those are crystal clear PSAs for you folks.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, thanks for joining me for Tradio this morning.